It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a sticky situation that began with a podcaster named Patrick Neve heading to the airport in Pittsburgh for a flight. The TSA confiscated the jar of peanut butter in his carry-on. The agent who grabbed his jar of Jif said, "Sorry, no liquids, gels, or aerosols in your carry-on." Patrick's response was, "Which of those things do you think peanut butter is? Liquid, gel, aerosol?" So let's consider this, because 10 million people have now read Patrick's tweet, and the threat has become a national encounter group for the multitudes who feel they've been done wrong by these humorless TSA agents. Ironically, the New York Times reports on Twitter the TSA does a lot of funny, tongue-in-cheek tweeting to make them seem more human. About the peanut butter, the agency tweeted, "You may not be nuts about it." But the TSA considers your peanut butter a liquid. No surprise, it's the same government that declared ketchup in kids' meals a vegetable. But this interchange brought out thousands of people, including a nurse who had her peanut butter confiscated, while they let the IV needles in the same bag go through without question. So for your reference, the TSA definition of a liquid is a substance that takes on the shape of its container. If you can spill it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, the limit is 3.4 ounces. And they don't keep your peanut butter. It gets tossed out. The TSA has a zero-tolerance policy about agents with sticky fingers.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.